It's Tuesday, October 11th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The United States death toll from Hurricane Matthew now stands at 23. The power of Almighty God is seen in these hurricanes that carry an excess of 200 million tons of water onto land. Some cities in North Carolina received 17 inches of rain in just a few hours. 450,000 homes were without power as of yesterday afternoon. It's the worst hurricane to hit North Carolina since 1999. Psalm 29 says, "The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord sits upon the flood. Yea, the Lord is king forever." The Worldview spoke with Peter Macias of the American Red Cross about how they've helped Americans impacted by Hurricane Matthew.
Right now we have literally hundreds and hundreds of Red Cross volunteers from across the country who deployed to the Atlantic coast to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew. Last night across 5 states we had nearly 7,000 people who woke up this morning in Red Cross shelters. There were about 156 Red Cross shelters, as a matter of fact, in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Virginia. They had a roof over their head, had a place to sleep for the night, and they had some meals in their tummy to get them through. Now that the storm has passed, they've got a huge job to do to get back into their homes and find out what's happened and what kind of damage there is and what they need to do to clean up. And the Red Cross will continue to be there to help them through that process as well.
The Hungarian government has become the first nation in the world to address the problem of Christian persecution in the Middle East. This week, Hungary opened an office to address the problem, and Hungary's Minister for Human Resources, Zoltán Balog, announced that, quote, "Today Christianity has become the most persecuted religion, where out of 5 people killed for religious reasons, 4 of them are Christians," unquote. Speaking of Christ in Isaiah 62, "The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined." The ACLJ, a Christian legal defense group, is pulling out all stops to help Asiya Bibi, the Pakistani mother who is appealing her death penalty case this week. She has been charged with blasphemy by Muslim extremists, and her case has captured international attention. The Worldview spoke to Matthew Clark of the ACLJ about the work they have been doing for her case.
Pakistan actually cares what the world thinks about it. It actually cares specifically what the U.S. government thinks about it, because the U.S. government sends billions of aid dollars to Pakistan. And so what we've done is we've gone to members of Congress to raise her case with them. We've gone to the United Nations itself to raise her case with them. And just today, we have sent a letter, an emergency letter, explaining the law, explaining the international norms, and how someone cannot be executed simply because of their faith, directly to the ambassador from Pakistan to the U.S.
A house divided against itself cannot stand, and Republican leader Congressman Paul Ryan says he will not defend the Republican presidential candidate or campaign for him in the remaining 29 days until the election. Ryan says his focus will be to maintain the Republican majority in the November election. The latest Wall Street Journal NBC poll on the presidential race finds Hillary Clinton with an 11% lead over Donald Trump in a 4-way race with the Libertarian and Green Party candidates. Reformed theologian Wayne Grudem has also polled his endorsement of Donald Trump. This comes after the release of the 2005 video featuring the Republican candidate engaging in more extreme, filthy communication on licentious topics. Chinese Christians are fasting and praying as the communist government considers legislation that may threaten religious freedom. According to China's source, the 26 new laws proposed would, quote, "leave no space for the house or registered church in China and will significantly curtail many of the activities of the state-controlled Protestant church as well," unquote. One Christian pastor told China Aid, quote, "It is evident that the party wants to take charge of religion. The government wants to control everything, even the smallest aspects," unquote. The new laws could take effect as early as this January. The doctors said she had an 85% chance of dying. Little Emmy Scott was the tiniest of babies on her 31st week of gestation. There was a problem with her mama's placenta, and the little baby was only 1 pound 11 ounces. Doctors had pressed for ending Emmy's life in utero, but her parents stood their ground. Last week, Emmy Scott celebrated her first birthday, and she's doing great. You can check out her picture at lifenews.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.